Force on Force features the largest and strongest outdoor military organization in the country. These are the men and women who make it possible to enjoy the freedom to hunt and fish. It is with great pride that we bring you Force on Force podcast, coming to you from the Force on Force Talk.
Hey, welcome to the Force on Force Talk. We love doing this. It's been a pretty cool deal on our new journey here with all the brands from Buck, Bass, Hog, Redfish, Duck. We got a pretty cool show. We're starting here in the Force on Force Talk. As you guys all know, I'm Sean Downpool, your host. We call it the Force on Force Talk because it's the Tactical Operations Center. Every military operation begins in the talk, and all our shows begin in the talk. So we like to carry that tradition on. And I'm actually back here at the home talk. Was last week for 8 days. We were in Indianapolis, had a great show up there, meet a lot of fans, got to interact with a lot of people. Not just that, met some new people in the industry, particularly on the kayak. So I'd really enjoyed that. And it was a fun time. Got to give away some pretty cool products to support our nonprofits, from an HDS Pro 16 into a bona fide SS-127. So that's going to go a long way to support our nonprofits and stuff we do later in the year. And just really great time as we get out in different parts of the country. This week's very special because I got a special guest with me here. People may not know him, but they know his work. He's been a guy behind the camera for a lot of the fishing and hunting industries along the way. His name is Cody Prather. He's been with us at Army Bass, someone I've met a long time ago. And I get asked a lot by a lot of high school fishermen, like how I got started in all this. And it all goes back to Cody Prather. So welcome, Cody Prather. How you doing?
Man, what an honor to be here, Sean. And we go way, way back. It's good to see you grow up finally and make something of yourself.
Well, you know, he's a cool dude. You know, last night I got to hang out with my partner from Force on Force, Jeff Campbell, won 2 championships. So kind of fitting that tonight, this afternoon, I get to have the first person outside the organization on the podcast as someone who's been integral as part of being along for the ride since the beginning, the start of the whole Force on Force deal with us. You know, you started way back with the Big Bass Battle. Kind of want to take us through how all that kind of happened and where you kind of fit in, because you did more than just that. I mean, you guys don't know it, but all the stuff that you guys have seen over the years with Major League Fishing, you know, Cody's been there since the inception of that, and some stuff with BASS and all that, and numerous other TV shows out there. So like I said, everybody knows him, but don't know he's the guy behind the camera that you don't see. So go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks, Sean. It really and truly is an honor to be here, because what you guys have built is so special to me, especially having seen it grow from the beginning to where you are right now. And my background, I've been doing television work since 2001 in the outdoor industry. And that started out as a lot of hunting shows and transitioned into more fishing shows. And that was a lot of college tournaments. The beginning of the college era with the Collegiate Bass Fishing Championships, and it was the Boat US, and now it's the Cabela's Bass Fishing Collegiate Championship Series. And in the middle of all of that, I also got introduced to some of the guys who were building Force on Force, and they were tied in with the Big Bass Battle TV show that we filmed on Lake Fork with a lot of pro fishermen, and really a cool show. And I had no idea, because ABA, Army Bass Anglers, was such a new concept at that time. And really not knowing where it was going to grow, how it was going to grow, what it was going to be. And then you start the ABA Force on Force was started, and watching that grow and evolve over the years into where it is now, and the hunting show and hog shows and everything that you do now is really such a cool adventure being a part of that. And I bring up the college stuff because that's where I met you, Sean, when you were back in the States and you were fishing for UNA, University of North Alabama. We got to do a lot of video projects together. And I say, oh, you were so young and you grew up, you know, it's like, oh, I met you in college, but you're really like a year younger than me. And so it's been really fun watching your career change and grow, and watching Army Bass Anglers grow and Force on Force grow, and being a part of that. And yeah, you know, I do work with Major League Fishing, with Bass, with National Walleye Tour, with a lot of different fishing organizations. But, you know, y'all really, really very, very special to me, not just on the business side of stuff, but on the personal side of stuff as well, because you and I got to work together for a few years and then we stayed in touch, which is not common anymore in the college ranks, because it's grown so big and there's so many people and the fishing industry is growing so fast that it's hard to keep up. And I've really just appreciated your friendship over the years, talking hunting and fishing and work, and introducing you, telling you about Army Bass Anglers. I thought it would be something that would be really pique your interest, that I thought you would fit well at, because of the way you managed your team and grew your team and grew the sport of bass fishing and the passion within you. You see passion in people, but there was something different about your passion and your organization and your abilities that I was really, I didn't tell you this, but I was really hoping you would become a part of that, because I thought that you could really bring some organization to it and growth to it and different perspective to Army Bass Anglers, because Army Bass Anglers is so important to the fishing community right now. And what you bring to the table is hitting a place that needs, it needs more of you, frankly.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I always say I love what I do in the outdoors, because I always say the biggest, hardest thing for us is we do so much adrenaline stuff downrange, and, you know, and you got to find a healthy avenue to come back and do it and to share that with everybody else. And I'll never forget the first time I met you, and we were at that college tournament, and Cody's going to interview me, right? And I'm fresh coming back, been 15 months, a little bit, or probably maybe 10 months removed from a 15-month deployment to Afghanistan. And so he's behind the camera and going to try to mess with me a little bit. And I'm thinking, the last media guy I told I'd leave in Afghanistan if he got me in trouble. So I'm not really worried about this camera guy messing with me behind there. And he was rattling all the other guys, but couldn't get me rattled to get me to mess up when he was interviewing me. So he knew right then that there was a little bit something different. But I just remember that, you know, we were fishing, and we were in the middle of filming and on during the tournament, and you just stopped filming and just got and said, "Hey, I really want to tell you about Army Bass, and I think that's you would be a really good fit," and that's really it goes back. And I always say, because I get asked a lot by a lot of high school anglers and stuff, and how do you get to work in the industry and things like that? And I say, man, I can't give you that answer, because mine's a very unique deal. But I think it is that way for everybody. It's always unique in that perspective. I say it goes back to I took command of a company in Afghanistan to deploy for 15 months when my son was 2 months old, because that led me to getting to go to grad school to meet a guy by the name of Cody Prather in a boat to have a conversation with that I never would have had ever. And you it's all about that. And so it's not one formula, and it's the people you meet. And I think that's what's special about our industry anyways, the people you meet, that's what makes it so mm-hmm. cool. Cause I really go back to what we do at college, because we have such a special relationship with that anyways, even now with Army Bass Anglers, because that for us is we go back every year with the West Point team and we provide the boats for that deal. You know, Wade has been very gracious, Wade Middleton, and that whole deal has been very gracious to always open up and bring those guys in. So I've always wasn't a West Point guy, but I said, hey, I know the training requirements those guys have. And I said, if I can help those guys out and give them an opportunity to get to do what I got to do, I wanted to be able to do that, because it's a coach teach mentor time for me, for young officers, but at the same time to let them have a little bit of fun and to see what kind of we've seen so much, not just, you know, what happened with me getting over to Army Bass, but we've seen so much grow from that college fishing days. It's just amazing to see what just kind of happened from that. And, you know, I've got some angler friends that I know that are in the industry that came out of those initial years. And it's just kind of cool to see that. And you walk around and it's like that's the days, you know, when you think about it, and it's built kind of the building blocks for what I took over here to Army Bass, you know?
Yeah, but and you look at the guys that you were with there at college, and I mean, I'm going to toot your horn because you're not going to do it for yourself. But all of those guys that were under you that you brought up through the ranks of the college fishing team have all gone on and done some amazing things in their lives. And several of those people are still in the fishing industry. You know, one of those guys has won a BPT tournament for MLF and has a full-fledged fishing career. And, you know, just all men of character that we don't see all the time from the college. Yeah. And it's pretty cool to see. And I know that's got your fingerprints all over it, because I see what you do, what you took from there, what you've led into Army Bass Anglers and the growth that's going on here, and what you're doing on the charity side of stuff and giving back. And you're not an organization that is out for yourself. You're out for the men and women who are coming back from overseas, and you're for the charities, you're for giving back. And I see what you do. The outdoors, this is what's so important. What people miss is the outdoors is a place of healing. It's a place where people can go and decompress in a way. And that's not specifically on the military side. We see it in a lot of other areas of life. And there's just something about the outdoors that we can all connect on that speaks to our heart, that just takes us a little bit deeper and builds that bond and that camaraderie even better. And I see you really utilizing that and growing people and growing organizations and giving back to the men and women of this country in a way that nobody else is doing.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate that. And you yourself, you do so much. I mean, here's the deal. People might know him, but as anglers or as people that work, people know Cody Prather. I mean, I'm up in Indianapolis this weekend and where I'm talking, you know, a couple of people in the industry, you know, talking to Gene Jensen, the Fluke Master, and we're talking, and I mentioned your name, and his face just lights up, you know, and he says, he's like, that's one good dude. And that's the kind of impact that you have on people and across, because that's when I say a lot of people from that's in the industry, there's very hard that you mention your name, that people don't know who you are. You know, that people haven't come across you from where you're doing, you know, some of your ministry stuff, you know, you name it. It's from film work to whatever, because it was really cool to kind of see that growth and how your career's kind of grown. I love coming to pick your brains. I think one of my favorite things was, you know, when MLF was, you know, was first starting, and I think, you knowing that you were filming certain guys on certain days and to see them struggle, it was cool to come pick your brain to be like, how was that in the boat? Because we all the time see guys when they're really successful, right? Mm-hmm. And that was the first real glimpse into seeing guys when they weren't doing so well and how that deal was, right? And you kind of got to bring that to the audience to be like, even Kevin Van Dam struggled on the water, right? And to be like, hey, you know, how. And what I love talking to you about was in what it really brought the human factor to it, that they're people just like everybody else. And they go through the same things that every angler does out there. We just sometimes forget, because, you know, fishing, only one person's going to win, especially when you see a very large field. We only see like the top 10. We don't see the other, you don't see the bottom 50, you know, of the field that struggled and had this and we're fighting out there. And, you know, you brought some of that stuff to it. And it's really cool to have been able to pick your brain and be like, hey, you know, where did they kind of, you know, and so it kind of makes you feel better about some of that stuff that you brought to the audience. I think it's made the average fisherman feel, hey, it's actually, I'm not average, I'm just normal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really fun to see the human side of the athletes, or the fishermen, the professionals that we idolize in some ways. And there's definitely a human side of it. And the thing that makes them champions, there's definitely something that sets them apart, because I can see when somebody has a bad day and they spin out And it's like quicksand, you know, no matter how hard they fight, they just keep digging themselves deeper into that quicksand. And the pros that are constantly at the top, how they can have something bad happen and shake it off and carry on. And there's going to be a lot of emotion tied in with that, but they're different because they don't let that emotion own them and stop them from doing what they're doing. And other people will, but there's definitely the human side of it. And some guys will compartmentalize all of that stuff, and then it comes flooding out at the end of the day. As soon as it's over, then they let it all out, and everybody's got a different way to deal with that stuff. But the pros are the ones that really can deal with that, can keep moving on, and can do well. And it can get very tense on those boats. You know, I don't treat them like I treat you. You know, anytime I'm on the boat filming you and you have something bad happen, I'm sitting there poking at the wound, seeing if I can get you a break. I don't do that with those other guys.
Yeah, he loves, like, one of my favorite stories I love to tell is, you know, me and Cole Brewer had one of our epic battles on Force on Force. I mean, and we were going back at it, and I had a cadet from West Point with me, and I had the winning fish on probably, and I broke it off, and I sit down to retie, and you stuck the camera right in my face and said, "Tell me how you feel." Now, I got a cadet from West Point in the boat, and I wanted to tell you where to stick the camera about right there. But he knew that I had the cadet in the boat, so I couldn't say anything to it. You know, what you kind of, the other thing too is the camera guys are saying things all the time to you to get you to talk, but you can't hear them on TV, right? So they're prodding you, and he's prodding me, like trying to get me to talk. And I'm like, you know, no matter, you always want to win, right? You always want to win. And I was like, I was so upset, and he wanted me to tell everybody how I felt. And I was like, I tried just to hold it together because I got a cadet with me. So, which is really cool because me, now he's a lieutenant, and he and I still talk, and he'll call me and ask me for advice and stuff like that. So that's what you kind of see. You know, he got to see, that was a fishing deal, but he also got to see what, you know, because you're going to experience that same kind of stress and when you're in combat and downrange, and how you deal with that kind of stress and how you keep hold it together. You know, I think that was a good lesson for him. But yeah, you do love to prod me when you got the camera, and he takes full advantage of that.
Don't ever expect me to miss a prime opportunity to have put you in a hard situation.
So I think that's a lot of fun. I think when you have, and I think that's been a good relationship that we have, and I think that's good with all the guys. I think we've had a lot of different, you know, pros and members on the road, you know, on the staff that come in and fish or hunt with us. And you guys do a really good job, you know, different with it, you know, over the years, whether it was Carlton and you guys, and now, you know, the guys at Deep Fork, they're doing, you guys done a real good job of bringing that out. But it's helped, part of it has been to help tell the story of what we do and how we bring that human side. The same thing, you talk the human side, that the anglers, but the human side of being in the military and kind of bring it forward and use the outdoors to try to draw that out. And that, you know,
it's important. If we're not telling the human side of everything, then we're telling a story and we're painting a picture that's not, I'm not gonna say it's a lie, but it's not the full truth, because the truth is we all have emotions. And when somebody sticks a camera in your face, you may not want to talk about it, but hey, when you can get that emotion out there, then people understand the realness of what's going on. And I'm never going to shy away from that. And I said, I don't do that with the pros. I actually do that with the pros sometimes, not with everybody, because I really don't want to get choked out, but we're throwing into the water. I know if you throw me in the water, I got a life jacket on and somebody will come get me. But with those pros, you never really know. But it's important to show the real side. We're human, you know. We're flawed. We have emotions, and you're right. You have to learn how to control those emotions and be in control of yourself in all times. And I apply that to, you know, a normal world situation, and you know, you guys apply it in life and death situations.
Yeah, and I think the other thing I think is you were real good at, and he's not going to kind of toot his own horn, but he's a pretty accomplished fisherman too. When he gets the time, he's a pretty good kayak angler with the kayak bass fishing series out there, and he's done that a little bit. I know your schedule has not allowed you to do that over the last couple of years, but you know, you do a pretty good job with and really had ran some tournament series on the kayak side, and that's such a growing deal in our industry.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, I ran kayak tournaments for many years and helped build the Hobie BOS tournaments that AJ McWhorter has taken and just turned into the premier kayak tournament in the country, and qualified for the BASS Kayak Championship. And that's just getting to fish a little bit last year. But yeah, I don't get to fish enough to really compete like I used to, and I sure love it. But I got to go out fishing a couple of days this week, and that's beautiful. But you know, it's just hard to get time to go out there and do those things. It's more important to film. It's more important to tell stories. And, you know, so that's what we do.
Yeah, I know. I think, you know, this week you're actually, to try and get you on here, it was like we're rushing because you're off to film an MLF event this week. And so, you know, you're always on the road and I'm always on the road. And sometimes it's us catching up, but it's always fun to have to catch up with you and kind of talk, because I know that I wouldn't be where I'm at, and I don't think Army Bass would be where it's at without you coming on and helping shape it in the early years. I think it's very important. We talk all the time. We really want to sit down and kind of you and I have got this plan to go fishing and kind of sit down and do a video piece of this to kind of bring it all together, because it's so kind of special, I think, for both of us and for the organization and where we kind of came from. Because I mean, it's really, we wouldn't have the brand it was if you kind of didn't kind of bring people together and point people in the right direction, you know?
Yeah, you give me way too much credit on all of that. I feel like I just get to hang on for the ride, and it's been a beautiful ride, and I'm just excited to see where you're going to go next.
Yeah, it's nice. We're actually doing some cool things. We're filming this new hog show. I'm going to be super excited about that. It's really going to be cool with that, to really open up and do some things, because I think this one is, everything is really from a military theme that we always kind of do. You know, love what we do with the fishing side. You know, we went to Florida this time, first time we've gone somewhere really uniquely different than we've ever filmed before in the bass side, and the redfish side is going pretty cool. But to really, this hog one is going to be cool, because I think it's the first time it really gives me the opportunity to bring some really cool military tactics that we use downrange to the hunting world, because we're going to use a thermal drone to find, fix, and finish these hogs. And I think the way we do it is just unlike anybody else out there, because for us, I'd rather be out in the night and operate in the night any day, because that's what I did for so long in the 82nd. People get freaked out, but me, I'm like, put me at night, give me somebody talking to me in the ear, tell me where to go and tell me what to do, and I'm okay. You know, it's back being comfortable. And so we did some testing on it, and I think that's going to be cool. But really, what were the stuff that we're going to do with the nonprofit side is we're doing more with the Fishing for Freedom at Lake Belton, and we're going to do expand even some more stuff that we're going to do with that. So I'm really excited about it, and I think it's going to be good for that. I mean, I really appreciate everything that, from just the industry and how it receives us and lets us do what we do and tell the story and tell the human side of it and get out there to reach more veterans. Because, and it's not just Army Bass. I got a lot of great friends in the industry that are run some military organizations out there that I help and support along the way. And it's not just Army Bass, but try it, because there's not enough of us to go around, because I mean, there's so many veterans out there to be able to touch so many. So I always try and promote those guys when I can. And I think, but for us this weekend, as we close out, I'll tell you, we're going to Oklahoma City. We'll be at the Backwoods Show. We're going to have a kids fish tank there. So we're going to be there all weekend doing stuff with the kids, but also promoting, having another great fundraiser for our nonprofits. And then selling a bunch of products from our sponsors type stuff for the TV show. And we'll be there all weekend. I actually got to get in a truck and drive 11 hours out there in the morning and get to be on the road for the next 3 weeks. So it's going to be a lot of fun, but it's just what it's part of it. People ask me all the time, like, man, you're gone all the time. I'm like, yeah, but I'm home way more than I was on active duty. Trust me. I mean, I get to be home. And so it's a lot of fun. So we'll do that. And, but I really appreciate you being on and kind of talking about this and being the first person to kind of outside the organization to be on the podcast. Cause I think it's really, you kind of been here for us and I really appreciate it. So, you know, you guys want to know more about Army bass, buck or hog or duck or redfish, go to ForceOnForceTV.com and we appreciate you being on with us, Cody. Cool.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for listening to the Force on Force podcast. Join us next time as we dive into more topics from the Force on Force talk. For more information or to learn how to join the organization, visit our website at ForceOnForceTV.com.